This prayer experience will be based on the crucifixion of Jesus, John chapter 19, verses 17 through 30. And we'll be doing what St. Ignatius called the application of the senses, or praying with your senses. We'll start first with the sense of sight. As I read through this passage, try to allow yourself to see everything that is happening. Try to allow yourself to see this great love, the greatest act of love that ever happened for us, Jesus giving his life. So they took Jesus and carrying the cross himself. Try to imagine him carrying the cross out to what is called the place of the skull, in Hebrew, Golgotha. And he's carrying it up to the top of Golgotha. See the heaviness of it? See the pain and the anguish he's going through, the humiliation? But also see the great love in his eyes. He's doing it for you. He loves you so much. He loves all of us so much. He loves the world so much. He loves the Father so much that he embraces the cross. There they crucified him, and with two others, one on either side, with Jesus in the middle. So imagine him on the cross with two others by his side. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, "Jesus, the Nazarene, the King of the Jews." Try to see this inscription with your own eyes, right above his head. Is it on wood? Is it on cloth? What is it written on? Is it painted? Is it inscribed? "Jesus, the Nazarene, the King of the Jews." Now many of the Jews read this inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. Have you seen any of those languages? Can you picture what they look like, the lettering, the words? So the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write 'the King of the Jews,' but that he said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four shares, a share for each soldier. Watch as the soldiers laugh and jealously take his clothes. They also took his tunic, but the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from the top down. "Let's not tear it, but cast lots for it to see whose it will be, in order that the passage of Scripture might be fulfilled that says, 'They divided my garments among them, and for my vesture they cast lots.'" Imagine them now kneeling down, casting lots, rolling the dice. This is what the soldiers did. Now you see, standing by the cross, up close, were Jesus' mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdala. You see the three women right there by the cross. And now you watch as Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved. And imagine you're that disciple. And he looks down at you from the cross. And then he looks at his mother and he says to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And then he looks you deeply in the eyes with great love, giving you the gift of his mother. And he says to you, "Behold your mother." And then you turn your eyes and you look to Mary. And Mary's crying. But she looks at you through her tears, just knowing that though she may lose her only son, she now gains you as a son. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." There was a vessel filled with common wine. So they put a sponge soaked in wine on a spring hyssop and put it up to his mouth. Imagine the sponge being lifted on the hyssop all the way to his mouth. And when Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he handed over the spirit. Watch now as he says, "It is finished." His lips pronounce the last words he will ever speak. His head drops, and he hands over his spirit. Spend some time now in silence and just try to visualize this whole scene. Try to play it out before you like a movie. Try to see everything in the scene and try to do it all from your visual memory. And then spend some time in silence and journal your experience.